Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we are going to do Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 30 to 39. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbi shirah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We start ayah 30 with the word وَإِذْ قَالَ When you see a sukoon on the letter ذَال Make sure that the tip of the tongue comes out and you also hold the sound just a fraction. Wa'idh. Otherwise, it can become wa'idh and you could end up with a qalqala. We don't want that. So we just want to hold the sound slightly. Wa'idh. Wa'idh. Qala. When you say qa, see the shape of your lips. Okay. Qa. It should not be very flat. And not totally round either, in between. قَالَ And in keeping that same position, also say the lam fatha, لَ Do not stretch your lips too much for the lam fatha. قَالَ قَالَ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ Same position for the ra. Ra fatha, ra. This is a heavy letter. And we don't make a wide smile. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Four harakat mad. Inni. The noon mushaddada. Connect and hold. In. Do the gunna. Two harakat. Write the number two. In. And then the ni. Noon has a ya attached. So when there is a kasra followed by a ya. Zair plus ya. That makes the zair two harakat. Wa inni. Ja'ilun. في الأرض this lamb with the two dhamma you're going to hide the sound of the noon keep the tongue very close to the fa makhraj if you say f you can feel that the fa is on the inner portion of your lips right f fa so when I say ja'ilun then my tongue is close to the fa position ja'ilun في الأرض خليفة قالوا okay make a very round mouth for the lam dhamma and stretch it four harakat قالوا اتجعل فيها فيها two harakat من يفسد نون ساكنه followed by the letter ya this is called idgham bi ghunna idgham with the ghunna من the sound is going to come out from your nose مَنْ يُفْسِدُ Repeat. مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ So, four harakat on the hamza. I mean on the meem. And if you connect, then say وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ But if you need to stop for a breath on the word الدِّمَاءَ then you drop the fatha And you just say, Ad-dima'. Okay, then you put a little bit of hiccup on the hamza. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ Always make sure that these ha sounds, نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ They are coming from the middle part of your throat. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ If you stop on the word لَكَ and you say لَكْ, hear a little sound like a breath. Continuing after you put the sukoon on kaf. Lak. It's called hems. That means the air is continuing. Wa nuqaddisu lak. Qala inni. Four harakat. Mad. A'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Now please repeat the ayah. Wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaa'ikati inni ja'ilun في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. In Ayah 31, couple of words, just want to go over the word Adam. It's not Adam. A with two harakat, Adam. Thumma, whenever you see the meme with the shadda, first you connect and hold. Thumma, there's a gunna going on. The sound comes from your nose. And then the meme fatha is one. Thumma, finish. The word arada, a soft, rada, both heavy. The word ambiuni, there's a baby meme. Followed by the letter ba. Whenever you see the meme up on the top or on the bottom, then and it's the meme of Iqlab, you'll see the alphabet ba coming right after. And we are going to stop to for two harakat. The lips will be slightly apart. Ambiuni. The hamza sound u with a wow, two harakat. Ambiuni. Noon ya, two harakat. Okay, we are doing long mad of four harakat. So on the word bi asma'i and ha'ula'i, hold on to the mad sound, sounds. And in kuntum, the noon will be hidden to harakat. In, stop for two harakat. Kun, then they also stop for two harakat on the noon. Hide the noon. Keep the tongue very close to letter ta. Kuntum. Sadiqeen. Sad fatha. Sadiqeen. Wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha thumma 'aradahum 'ala al-mala'ikati فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. In ayah number 32, I would like you to focus on the word subhanaka. The ba, you are going to do a qalqala when we touch our lips and then we take it apart. Subhanaka. Then la, two harakat. Ilma lana, four harakat. Illa, two harakat, lam alif. Ma allamtana. Now if you stop on allamtana, just keep it two. If you want to connect, then do the mad, four. And the rest you know, you have to stop on Nun Shadda and you have to stop on Anta. Qalu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. In ayah number 33, do all the mad wherever you see as four harakat. So I will not go over that again. Focus on the word home. First, you have the little baby meme up on top. This is the meme of Iqlab. We are going to stop two harakat. And then when you see the word home, this is a normal meme, right? Followed by the letter ba. So this comes from a different rule, the rules of meme, sakina, which we will go over inshallah in some future lecture. But when you see the meme followed by letter ba, always stop for two harakat. Okay, so here we are going to do just like on whom you stop. So you stop whom bi asma'ihim. Okay, and in this ayah, the one other thing I want to say is that it is better if you stop after bi asma'ihim. You take a breath there. It is better to do that. And towards the very last few words, tubduna, the ba, you will do a qalqala. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ The noon, you are going to hide. We call it إِخْفَاء. Stop for two harakat. Hide the noon sound. I will break up the ayah so you can recite it in parts.
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
Ayah 34 starts with وَإِذْ So let the air continue وَإِذْ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا دَالْ وَاوْ Two harakat لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبا Okay, أبا با has a curly zabar, so it has to be two harakat. واستكبر The calf has a sukun. Do the hams. واستكبر را heavy. وكان من الكافرين Repeat the ayah, please. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ Ayah 35, look at the word وَكُلَا Lam Alif, two harakat. So make sure you may do the stretch وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا رَغَ Two heavy letters رَغَدًا إِظْهَار رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا It's better if you stop after شِئْتُمَا and make the تُمَا two harakat. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا Again, ba alif, that's two harakat. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا Again, noon alif. Always make sure that these alif sounds are there because you will change the meaning if it is shorter, okay?
وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Okay, in ayah 35, I forgot to mention, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا. The qaf will get a qalqala, a little bit of a hiccup. تَقْرَبَا. Now going to ayah 36, it's better if you stop after mimma kana fih. It's better you stop there. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ لِبَعْضٍ. This is idhar followed by the ayin letter, which is from the huruf halq. And if you stop on adu, see there's a shadda on the letter waw, so that waw needs to be pronounced a very clear that it is double waw. Okay, adu. Or you connect adu, adu walakum. Okay, this would be then an idgham if you wanted to connect. So we also want to hold the sound a little bit and do the gunna. Same thing for mustaqarrun wa mata'un. That waw would be idgham, and when we do the idgham waw, we are going to make the nasal sound. Wa mata'un, this is izhar, because there's hamza or alif with a hamza coming right after. That's the huruf halq. So you don't hang on to the sound. You just say wa mata'un ila hin. So let's read the ayah.
فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ.
Ayah 37, فَتَلَقَّى. So qaf will be heavy, and then you do a mad for harakat. آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِمْ. مِن رَبِّي. The meem will connect with the ra. That part is going to be soft. Mir. But the رَبِّهِمْ, the ra fatha will be heavy. رَبِّهِ. You see the kasra on the ha will be two harakat. كَلِمَاتٍ إِخْفَاء. You are going to stop for two harakat. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Now to stop on عَلَيْهِ, the hair is going to be very deep from your chest. عَلَيْهِ.
إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
In ayah number 38, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Okay, it's better you stop after the word جَمِيعًا. It's جَمِيعًا, but we are not going to say the noon sound. We are going to make it to harakat jami'a. Fa'imma, meem mushaddada, hold the meem. And alif to harakat. Ya'tiyannakum. The hamza with the sukoon, ya', give a little hiccup. Ya'tiyannakum minni. Meem with a shadda, noon with a shadda. Always stop to harakat, do the gunna. Hudan. Now look at the tanween, fatha, followed by letter fa. So this is going to be hidden. Oh, two harakat. Hudan, you write the number two. Faman, again, number two, because the noon is ikhfa, you're going to hide it. Faman tabiya hudaya fala, fala, two harakat. Khawfun, khawfun, the kha has a fatha, but then we have a waw. So you need to transition from fatha sound to the waw sound. Khaw, khawfun, alayhim wala hum yahzanun. One other thing I wanted to mention in this regard is qulna bitu. Now you see, after qulna, the next word alif has a hamzatul wasl. Let us say that this word this came in the beginning, and you had to decide what to do with the alif. Now we have gone over this rule of whether to put a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra. I just wanted you to be clear that this rule applies to verbs. So like ihbitu is a verb, right? To do something, to get down. So then this rule applies on ihbitu would be looking at alif and ha, we would look for a lam. There's no lam, so we don't put a fatha. So we go to the third letter, which is a ba. And so if ba has a kasra or a fatha, we put a kasra on alif. Remember from the lecture. If you are confused about the rule, then go to the lecture for the what to do with the alif. So it would be ihbitu. Okay. So just to make sure that you understand that this rule is for verbs. When you have a noun with this hamzatul wasl, it doesn't work the same way.
قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِيَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Now going to ayah number 39, the word ashabun nari. When you say an-nari and you are going to say the ra with the kasra, then the ra is soft. An-nari. If you need, however, to stop on the word an-nari, then you are going to make the ra heavy. Okay, so the rule will change. Then it will become ashabun nar. So we haven't taken the rule for the ra being heavy and light yet, but I'm just mentioning to you that if you continue, then just read it the way it is with the ra being soft.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.